Land Resource Management Center is a land-based NGO which is committed to undertaking research and publication and education on land issues in Ghana and other areas in the West African region.
Ghana is bedeviled with a lot of land problems. The first one I want us to look at is the Agogo and the other surrounding areas where cattle is unleashed on farmlands to destroy the farmlands. From your lenses, what do you think government and other experts like you can do to contain the situation?
I agree very much with you that we have a lot of challenges, and this cattle issue in the Agogo and other areas of our country is indeed an issue of national concern. But let me say that part of the cause of this problem is the fact that as a country, we have not been able to develop what we call land use plan. A land use plan for every country is a plan that shows lands that have been reserved for particular use. For example, in the Agogo area, if we had a land use plan, we could have determined long time ago areas that are reserved for crop cultivation and areas that are reserved for animal rearing. And so therefore, if you have such a plan in place, then it becomes easy to control and monitor and ensure that development conforms to a certain order based on national priorities, based on the land needs of various groups across the country. And that is what has led us to where we are now.
So how do we handle the situation from now on?
From now on, we must begin to think in that direction. Government must take steps to encourage the various assemblies to come up with their land use plan, to demarcate areas reserved for. Now, government is talking about planting for food and jobs. If we had land use plans, we could have determined which areas are good for example, maize cultivation, cashew cultivation. Lands that are good for particular crops may have been mapped out long time ago. And so any investor who wants to undertake any particular agricultural activity may have known in advance which area of the country such activity can happen or where lands are available. And so I think that with the cattle issue, the solution is not just about driving the cattle rearers away, but let us take practical steps to find out lands that can be demarcated for various uses.
Mr. Mpim also encouraged government to have a second look at the farmlands are being taken over by real estate developers.
The land market is governed by market forces, but that doesn't mean that cities can expand without any control. Elsewhere, and even in recent past, there were proposals for example, Accra, to develop a green belt. Now, a green belt is an area around a certain community beyond which residential or urban development cannot expand, so that expansion of the city can be contained within a certain territory. But this problem that we see, every space available is being converted into urban land use to the disadvantage of farming and other activities, is not something that we can continue to do. And so, unfortunately for us, we know so much. The technocrats know all the solutions. We have very well qualified urban planners that have been employed and are being paid. Government must put them to task. City authorities have technocrats who can guide them to do the right things. And the things I'm talking about are not things that are unknown to them. The bottom line is us deciding that this is what we want to do. This is how we want our cities to grow. This is the extent to which we can convert, because cities need land for food production, and you cannot depend on food coming from far away. And so even within the urban center, there must be pockets of land reserved for agricultural production where you can grow your vegetables. And these are things that I believe that the technocrats are very much aware of. What we need to do is how do we roll it out? And that one, I would say that government must carry the whip and put people in line to do the right thing. We know what is right, but we must be encouraged and sometimes marched to do what is right, and we can get it right.
You heard the CEO of the Land Resource Management Center, Mark Kakraba Ampim, on what should be done to manage land judiciously to ensure balanced development.